Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The three guys in question, Owen, Bryson, and Gergensons, will they all be ready?
They'll all be ready, yeah. All good mornings, and they'll be ready to go.
We talked earlier this season, Don. Early on, Owen was going through the ups and downs as a young defenseman. It seems like he's been really steady since coming back from the injury. Have you noticed anything, any common thread, any that's really made the difference for him?
Yeah, just he's maturing, and we'll continue to say that for the next few years, really. But he learns from every different occurrence, and there was no question. The start of the year, there were points, lots of points he didn't look like himself, and he's pushed through it and become better as a result, and he has looked very, very good in the last 20, 25 games specifically.
How can playing with Rasmus, the responsibility, the ice time that comes along with that, how can that help him in his development as an NHL?
You know, I think it's going to help both of them. They both process the game at such a high level. They're both highly, highly skilled, and they can each do things. They can do some different things when they're paired together. So I think it's healthy and exciting in the sense they'll push each other to a higher level and certainly hold each other to a higher standard, knowing each guy knows the ability of the other. I think it's very, very motivating for them to be playing as a pair. And we couldn't do that without really an emergence of Yokoharu in the last 30 games. He's played the best hockey of his career. And obviously the addition of Bo Byram has really helped that out in the absence of obviously, Mattias Samuelsson during that same span.
In Zach Benson, if he feels pressure, he certainly doesn't look like it. I mean, he looks like a kid at 18 who just goes out and plays the game and doesn't feel the pressure of the game. Is that what you see out of him too? And I just shake my head. How does a kid not feel pressure at 18 years old?
Yeah, he's immersed in the moment and he loves the game of hockey. And as you mentioned, Paul, we're 79 games in or whatever we are, 78. And he had a little bit of fatigue at some point during the season, but no different than every other single guy. It's natural to have that, and he just plowed right through it, right back to being as competitive and as engaging as anybody in the league, really. It's what we said in camp, why he made our team, very consistent every single day, which is probably the number one indicator of when you're consistent, you read the game really well. When you don't read the game really well and you don't self-evaluate well, you can't self-correct quick. And I mean quick, like in between a shift after a goal, after a mishap or hiccup. He can self-correct really, really quick. That's why he's developed fast as a young guy, and that's why he's still very effective for us this late in the season where you'd think he'd be tired.
You might not agree, but even his body language, even if he makes a bad play, you don't see bad body language out of him. I know he's upset he makes a bad play, but, you know, some guys are, you know, the shoulders go down and everything else. He just seems like, all right, we're playing hockey here. Let's just keep playing hockey type of thing. And I've never noticed even really bad body language out of the kid.
Well, the body language, and you say body language, is usually victim's mentality, like, oh, poor me, and how did that happen? Or, but he's got zero of that. I mean, he takes full responsibility for everything. And, again, he's very self-aware. So if it was his error and his mistake, he knows it. He probably calculated knowing what could happen, and, you know, the adverse thing happened, but he's it doesn't affect his confidence. It's not a mystery. Why did I get scored on, or why did they get a scoring chance? He knows. And, again, that's a highly intelligent player, and shocking that he's only that age.
Given the implications of the loss Sunday, Don, what's the challenge of getting this group refocused on the next one, especially the type of team you guys are facing on the road?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge is obviously you can't have any drag, negative drag, or be down. This group of guys is resilient, typically, and they've proven that to that end. They just want to play the next game and get out on the ice. So that doesn't mean it's easy. And certainly when you look at the team you're playing, and, you know, very deep, very talented team, extremely experienced team, this is not an easy game or an easy building to play in, and I think that actually our guys know that and they're well aware of that, and I think that in a day of rest should help us recharge a bit too.
Specifically with the season the way it's kind of been, whether it's a stop, however you want to describe stop and go, for Tage to be on the cusp of a 30-goal season again, given everything that everyone's worked through together here, what about his game that you continue to learn, or a player always wants to go to another level? Whether it be, doesn't always have to be goal totals, they want to take something about their game to another level. What other level has Tage gotten to here, especially in this last stretch?
Yeah. Well, he's they've had great chemistry, Paterka, Tuck, and Thompson, and we saw that, you know, immediately. And then I think he's thrived on that and taken it to another level. You know, he's much more aggressive in his play, meaning he's willing to put pucks deep when need be. He's looking for shot first instead of playmaking first, and doesn't mean he's not going to make a play. He still has that on the radar, but it's a shot first mentality. So aggressive traits we've seen him really elevate, and it makes it a lot easier when, you know, they've had some pretty instantaneous chemistry with him, Paterka and Tuck. And, you know, I think the three of them, it's a collective there. But Tage is a very committed guy. He played a lot of the year frustrated. It's nice to see him not play frustrated at this point. And we can see, we talk about body language, you can see his frustration at various moments through the season, but his mind is fairly free and clear at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.